Among the bishops attending the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the New Evangelization for the Transmission of the Christian Faith is Archbishop Joseph Atanga, the Archbishop of Bertoua and the President of the Episcopal Conference of Cameroon. He spoke to Father Moses Hamungule about the Synod.
We are talking about new evangelization and the challenges and bishops are talking about secularism. They are talking about parishes, talking about small Christian communities, and the role of the Holy Spirit in our mission of evangelization. And I think they are the main points. And we are not forgetting that we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Vatican II. And we are some points from Vatican II are just, we are trying to look at them again with a new perspective because we are now in 2012 and there are new challenges. And then we will have to see how with new challenges we can, we can do our work of evangelization. So how to evangelize with the new challenges of today. Yeah, and we are trying to see how, as a church, as a body, we can work together in order to take up all these challenges. And we can see that there is a difference. There are challenges for African countries, for third world countries, and challenges for European countries. And especially in Africa, there are challenges. African religions, new movements, and
fundamentalism.
Yeah. So it's one. There are three main points.
Yes. Of course, after the synod, you'll be going back to Cameroon. What next? When you go back to Cameroon, are you going just wait until the Holy Father writes the apostolic exhortation?
I think we have been working. We will not wait until the Holy Father writes the exhortation. So what I will do now is just to go back to our diocese and then go to the Bishop's Conference, and I will have to, we have in January, all the bishops will come together, and I will brief them on what we did here. And especially what we can do before the Holy Father writes the apostolic exhortation. Because the problems we are addressing now, they are problems we have been talking about in Africa.
Yes.
But now we know how to go around those problems. And it is good for us, those who have been here, it is good for us to go back and try to talk to the bishops who didn't come to the synod.
Talking to one of the bishops during this time of the synod, one of the bishops said, as much as we are in a new synod, looking at new evangelization, for us in Africa, he sees a link with the AfriChemunus, the program set out in AfriChemunus. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your comment would be. Is there continuity? Is there compatibility with the AfriChemunus in terms of moving on, working as you wait for the new apostolic exhortation?
Yeah, there is problems the Holy Father addressed in AfriChemunus are the same problems. And I think new evangelization, that this synod is not meant for Europeans. It is meant for everybody because we are facing the same problems. Those problems in Africa may be different from the problems they are facing here, but we have the same problems. Secularism. There is secularism in our countries. African religions. And there is another important problem we are talking about is that many of our parishioners, they leave our churches and go to new churches. And we would like to know why they are leaving us. Maybe we have to do something to keep them into our churches and not let them go, because if they are leaving our churches, they must have a reason, and we are trying to know the reasons why they are leaving our churches and see what we can do so that they may not leave. And one of the point made is that new movements, churches are very alive, and they feel welcome. Whereas in our churches, we don't have the same way of welcoming people. But now we have to change our way of welcoming our parishioners. Sometimes if you go to a parish, you would like to meet a priest, he's not available. Whereas in those movements, when you go and see them, immediately they will find time for you. So it is good for our parish priest to find time for our parishioners so that they may listen to them. And listening to our parishioners is very important, because people need to be listened to, and we have to find time for them, to be there for them. If you are not there for them, they will look for other places where they can be listened to. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, Your Grace, to people in Cameroon as you go back, as one of the people who's representing the local church of Cameroon?
What I would like to say to my people is that we are here in the Synod, and they will have to follow what is going on, because some people think that the Synod is for bishops, for priests. The Synod is for everybody. The new evangelization is meant for everybody. Every person who is baptized has received that mission to go and evangelize, so that we as a church, everybody should feel, should have the responsibility to go and evangelize. We have to work together. If you don't work together, I don't see the way we can evangelize. So the mission, we receive that mission from the Lord, and we have to go and evangelize, every one of us, and we have to share our experiences. We have to find a way to work together, and I think that it is missing, because people think that evangelization is meant for bishops, for priests, for deacons, whereas everybody is called to go and evangelize, to announce the good news of Christ.
Your Grace, as you are speaking, my mind went back to the Congress that was just recently held in Cameroon,
yeah,
at which you participated,
yeah,
and this issue of evangelization, everybody participating, came out. I don't know if you'd like to reiterate the call that was made at this Congress, that the laity are full members of the church, the laity have to participate fully in the mandate to evangelize.
Yeah, the question you are asking me now, many people talked about it here, because we were together in Yaoundé for that Congress, because the point is that lay people are the church. Without them, there is no church. So they have to feel welcome in the church, and they have to find their places in the church. And we have working together, that is the way we can just move ahead and have strong churches. Because our lay faithful will be behind us, and they will work with us so that our church maybe go stronger and stronger. Because when the lay faithful are not participating in the work of the church, we are weakened. So we need them to make our churches stronger and stronger.
Your Grace, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. I hope that this synod will help us to come close to one another so that we may be able to take up those challenges.